Harris and Delton T. Horn present Narrowed Horizons.
Delton T. Horn, the unknown star, and his agent, Dwayne, have set out on an allegedly record-breaking world tour. Somewhere still in their driveway.
All ready to go, Delton?
Yeah, I've been ready. I don't know why you had to bring along all this stuff, Dwayne.
Oh, it'll come in handy sooner or later.
Well, right now it's taking up a lot of room. Your pinball machine is in my ear.
Oh, you won't notice it once we're underway.
I hope not. Now let's get this record-breaking world tour moving. Start the car and let's go.
Okay. Oh.
So what's the matter?
I can't get the car to move.
Well, why not?
I think we're carrying a little too much weight.
I knew it. I knew you overpacked. Well, we're just going to have to unload some of your stuff.
Well, gee whiz, that's not very fair.
I don't care. Just dump enough of your crud and corruption so we can get moving.
All right. Okay.
Well?
Well, gee, I don't think there's anything we can leave behind.
Oh, for that. Well, we can start with this cool pinball machine.
Hey, be careful. That was my mother.
I don't care. Yeah, these electric sawhorses can go, too.
Oh, those are my uncle's.
And we certainly won't need this box of lighting fixtures.
Hey, those were given to me by a perfect stranger.
Don't just stand there, Dwayne. Help me unload some of this junk.
Okay, all right. Oh, gee whiz. There. Don't you think that should be enough, Delton?
Yeah, that should do it. And now we have room enough to be moderately comfortable.
I guess.
Hey, as a matter of fact, we have room for my 8x10 glossies now.
We better not take them, though, Delton.
Well, why not?
We don't want to get the car weighted down again.
Oh, all right. But if I have to disappoint one of my fans, just remember, it's your fault.
Okay.
Now let's get back in the car.
All ready?
Yeah, let's move.
Dwayne, wait up! Dwayne!
Oh, it's Jillian again.
Yeah. I'm glad I caught you before you left, Dwayne.
Did you change your mind about coming with us?
Forget it, Delton.
Oh.
I wanted to give you this, Dwayne, so you'd remember me while you're gone.
Oh, what a pretty flower. Oh. Thank you, Jillian. But we better not take it along.
Why not?
Well, we've had some weight problems.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just give you a kiss then.
Well, that shouldn't weigh us down too much.
Do you have anything for me, Jillian?
As a matter of fact, I do, Delton.
Oh, God.
This letter for you was delivered to our house by mistake.
Oh.
Well, see you later, Dwayne. I've got to go find Mama's plastic squirrel. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, Jillian. Yeah, I still think she's making a big mistake not coming along with us.
Oh, what's your letter say, Delton?
Oh, it's just another notice from the Avant-Garde Polka of the Month Club, reminding me that I have to buy one more album to complete my introductory membership agreement.
Oh. I think you ought to take care of that before we leave.
Nah. I don't like Avant-Garde Polka anymore. Now let's go.
All right. Now be quiet while I back out of the driveway.
Yeah, what was that?
Oh, no. I think we've run over something.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Oh, this is terrible. What a way to start the trip. First the car's overloaded, then the Avant-Garde Polka of the Month Club, and now this. Oh, I hope it's not a bad omen. Well, what was it, Delton? What did we run over?
Mrs. Norton's plastic squirrel.
Oh, no. Do you think we should try to fix it?
Nah, it looks better this way. Now let's go. We're wasting valuable tour time.
Okay.
And so, our heroes finally set out on the first leg of their historic tour. To find out how it goes, be sure to tune in next time to Narrowed Horizons.
Also featuring Julie Gross.
Copyright 1987 by Brian Price and Delton T. Horn.